Well, good morning, everyone. I'm so honored to spend a little time with you this morning. My name is Steve Francino. It might be a surprise today because it was kind of a mystery guest. my name is Steve Francino, and my wife, Tina, and I are ETLs in the Maryland marketplace. I'm sure it's been the same with you, but it's been really hot this week. And I know not everyone loves the heat, but I do. And I'll never complain about it. But I know it's not for everyone, and that's okay. I respect that. I don't like the cold, and some people love that. But one of the reasons why I love the warmer weather is that I get to golf. Yeah, for me, it's a great way to unplug my mind from the 9-to-5 job or anything that's just kind of muddling around. I just play golf. And it's a frustrating sport. Maybe that's why I love it, because it's challenging. And I started playing a long time ago. I think it was the early 80s. It might have even been early 90s. Might have even been the late 80s. I forget exactly when. But anyway, I wasn't very good back then. And I didn't play for a long time after that. In fact, it wasn't until a few years ago that I started playing again. And shockingly, the time away from the game didn't magically improve my skills. Shocking, I know. And I could have given up, and trust me, nobody would have blamed me. I was downright embarrassing. But I didn't stop. I kept going just about every week. In addition to playing regularly, I'd also occasionally mix in the driving range to work through some issues or just hit some balls, just because. And over time, I upgraded some equipment and kept playing my rounds, and sometimes playing more than once a week, twice, maybe even three times in a week. And then I realized something. I was playing better. It was weird. It was that consistency that was finally paying off. I never stopped. I kept working to improve myself. I kept analyzing what I did wrong. I finally feel like the game is getting better or easier for me. And I'm not usually as embarrassing to watch. It is, after all, golf, and it can be a bit unpredictable at times. But the point is that things are improving. I'm not winning any trophies anytime soon, but I'm happy with where things are heading. If only that strategy could be applied somewhere else in my life. Well, in all seriousness, consistency is so important to driving success. I've had many conversations with my mentor, who has on more than one occasion told me that the biggest thing preventing me from success was my consistency. My consistency with doing the business, my consistency with doing the things that needed to be done. Those things like training, team meetings, events, that all-frightening thing called talking to people, right? Well, up until a few months ago, that was still very true. But here's the thing. Since April, I have been engaged in making sure that my success or failure won't be due to my lack of consistency. Here's another quick example of the power of consistency. And this is a quote from Tiger Woods regarding his daily routine. And if you don't know who Tiger Woods is, you're probably living under a rock. But that's okay. But I'm a golfer, so I say that. Well, here's his quote. "Well, I used to get up in the morning, run 4 miles, then I'd go to the gym, do my lift, then I'd hit balls for 2 to 3 hours, I'd go play golf, I'd come back, work on my short game, I'd go run another 4 miles, and then if anyone wanted to play basketball or tennis, I would go play basketball or tennis. That was a daily routine." See, that was his routine. It was that consistency of that routine that allowed him to become the best golfer on the planet for over a decade, which in a field of really great athletes is truly remarkable. But there are many examples of the power of consistency, and not all of them end up with someone being a dominant force in their area of focus. For professional athletes, it's not just the consistency. It's the combination of incredible skill with consistency of practice. They would not have achieved or maintained the high level of success without both. For us, average people without world-class skills, the point is here to demonstrate that it's the consistency that allows us to maximize our success. Right, it's that linkage right there. So, okay, consistency is super important, but how do I get it in my life if I don't already have it? Well, let's first boil it down. Let's talk about a basic, what is consistency, kind of a basic concept. Well, It's putting forth consistent effort day in and day out, no matter what obstacles you're facing. Seems super simple, right? I used that phrase before. Then why don't we do it? What stops us? Well, and we all know, it's fear, it's distraction, it's procrastination, whatever. There are a million reasons why we're not consistent. But okay, so getting consistency in your life, not just for ACN, but for any area where you need it. Do you need fiscal discipline? How about maybe some physical fitness or a diet? Just don't tell me I can't have my french fries. All right, first step. And we hear this in every mindset training. It's really simple. Make a commitment. That's it. That's huge, right? As part of that commitment, you need to write down your goals. And I mean write them down. And be realistic with them, okay? Don't shoot for the moon. Don't commit to being an SVP in a year if you're just starting out or you don't have a team, right? And if the goals are important to you, and they should be because they're your goals, come up with a way to remind yourself. Use post-it notes or reminders on your phone or whatever works for you to remind yourself to do something. But do that with your goals, okay? The other thing with those goals is you need to have timelines, right? The timelines create urgency. Here's a great one, all right? And this is an easy one that we should all do, right? We see these bonuses that come out every single month. Zoom is the one right now, right? I know it's stretched on for a few months, but I'm going at it thinking September 30th is the end of the month. I need to get as many in as I can because it's not going to be here next month. So there's the urgency. There's the timeline. I know exactly what I have to do. I have to go out and get 5 customers, and then I'm going to get a $200 bonus, right? Or if you're lucky, like I was last month, I got a double, right? So not only did I get the 200, but I also got 100 because the guy did both. Yeah, that's awesome. Anyway, enough bragging. Next, be aware that you aren't perfect, all right, and that you will make mistakes on your mission to be consistent. You got to remember that Rome wasn't built in a day, and this will take time to get to a steady, right? It takes time to develop new habits. They go away very quickly, but to develop them, it takes time. So if something doesn't go your way, don't beat yourself up. You're going to make mistakes. Today is a new day. Hit reset. Just give yourself some time to get more consistent. All right. So here's a good quick analogy. All right. If your goal is to do 50 push-ups in a single thing, right? Right now, I'm going to do 50 push-ups. But you've never done one. It's going to take some time to build yourself up to 50. The more consistent you are with your training, the quicker it will happen. You take days off, that's just going to delay it, right? That consistency will get you where you want to be faster, all right? So the next thing you need to do is build some willpower. And I've mentioned this before when I've talked to people. I like to block off time on my calendar for doing my ACN business. But I also have time booked for going to the gym. Even if I don't go, it's there as a reminder that I should have gone, all right? And it's for me, it's having that time blocked off for my specific goals to keep me more focused on making the time to be consistent, right? Something else that you might need to do, all right, these are the distractions in your lives, the ones that walk around. You may need to be a little bit pushy with some of our loved ones, okay? And it's not anything mean or anything like that, right? But they may want our attention when we're trying to be consistent, and that's okay. But you need to let them know how important this is to you and share what you're doing. Share what your goals are, right? Have them buy in. Having a loved one on your side can be so helpful in achieving your goals, all right? So that's huge. One other thing that is so important is to take advantage of motivational tools. For us, an ACN, you're doing one right now, this mojo call, right? But any ACN event is a motivational tool. Let's be honest. Have you ever felt anything other than pumped up after attending an ACN event? Not me. Just remember that, okay? If your goal isn't ACN related, maybe you need to go out and find a guide or some stories, articles, something like that, about people who've already faced and conquered the obstacle that you are working to overcome. All right. In this digital age, there are so many resources available to us. It's really quite remarkable. So there really aren't any excuses. You can find a resource out there. Look at somebody. Use them as a mentor to your journey. Right. So the final thing that I want to point out as you step in your effort to build consistency into your life is to reward yourself. Right. This is an emotional roller coaster. We beat ourselves up when things don't go right. Why don't we reward ourselves when things go good, right? So with ACN, our consistency will bear fruit in the form of a growing team, bonuses, increased residual income, right? We know these things. These are true. Make sure that when you do have some success, that you take a moment to reward your efforts with some kind of special treat, whether it's a purchase or a donation, maybe going out to dinner, or maybe just something special for a loved one. The point is, reward your efforts with something that makes you feel good. It doesn't need to be material in nature, right? And as I mentioned earlier, I have been making the effort to be more consistent in how I run my business, and it has been paying off. In the past, we had some success, but nothing really to brag about. I mean, yes, we had over 100 points, but we didn't have a team that was growing or anything like that. And here's an honest moment for you, okay? And some of you be like, no, he's lying. I had never landed a single business account of any kind in, 6 years? I've talked to plenty of people, but I never got one. In the last month and a half, we have landed a large big business energy customer, one that Leanne has called a whopper, right? And it is. And we've signed up several, not just one, but several small business customers, right? Along with several other residential customers. And we've hit several bonuses along the way. That's something that has never happened before in our business. And it's only due to consistency, all right? We have been in this business for several years. So our limited success wasn't due to a lack of training. We always went to training. It was due to inconsistency in our effort. Okay, so to wrap things up and summarize what I just rambled on about for several minutes is this, right? You know, summarize in like two sentences. If you can build some new habits to establish consistency in your effort, you can achieve great things. And I really mean that. It will happen. The sky is the limit, all right? So listen, have a great day, everyone, and I can't wait to hear about your success on our next team call. So long.